Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We've pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. I know you've got it tough. You've a lot on your plate. So here we are. We're making life easier for you. They're all crammed together in one little pod. Let's kick things off with the one and only Michael O'Leary. The Ryanair boss is calling for a ban on early morning airport pints. So we went live to Dublin Airport to find out why he is pushing for this measure.
Dublin Airport, and the bar is heaving. It's 5:30 a.m.
Doesn't matter what time it is. Mm-hmm. The holiday starts here.
Right, but would you not think...
Exactly. Right of passage.
Fair enough. And will you be okay?
Yeah, I'll be grand. The flight isn't for another 4 hours. Just getting started.
Derek from Swords explains early morning airport pints.
Okay, put it this way. Let's say for argument's sake, right, I'm going to... I don't know. Tibet.
No, but you're not going to Tibet. You're travelling to...
I'm saying for the argument's sake, okay?
You're going to Heathrow.
No, I know I'm going to Heathrow. I'm going over to watch the Arsenal, right? Yeah. Well, let's say, for the argument's sake, Arsenal are playing over in Tibet.
Why would Arsenal be playing in Tibet? They're
for the argument's sake. Yeah. So I'm going to Tibet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, it's 7:05 in the evening in Tibet. So technically, I'm having a point on Tibet time. And then we can start again over in Tibet.
Except when you get over to Tibet, it'll be the morning time and you'll be continued.
Exactly.
What?
But in Tibet, that means it'll be evening over here. So I would be well within my rights to be having an old schnifter in Tibet if it's the evening.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
It's Irish time travel, pal. Do you not understand?
No. Ryanair's Michael O'Leary, however, is having none of it.
I think it's absolutely scandalous. Mm. You have the great unwashed, the Pink Stetson Brigade behind me over here,
right,
off their trolleys before breakfast time. But what really galls me is the ruthless profiteering of the airports, who are squeezing every last penny out of the poor, hapless customers. What are you laughing at?
Sorry. O'Leary claims increased alcohol consumption is costing him money every day in terms of disruption on flights. There's even talk of implementing a so-called Ryanair breathalyzer, with O'Leary himself seen testing it at the boarding gate to Santa Ponza.
Sorry, excuse me, buddy.
What?
Would you mind blowing into this bag, please?
What?
Right. It says here you've had 2 Hinos,
what?
3 Jaeger bombs, and 2 packets of Kyo's cheese and onion.
How did you...
You're off the flight.
How did you know how that... What would it say?
4.50, please.
What? Some punters, however, claim that the early morning pint at Dublin Airport is a sacred rite. Acclaimed Irish actor Brendan Gleeson.
Ah. Every single play I'm in, every single film I'm in, I'm drinking pints. I'll be damned to hell if they don't allow me a pint of plane. On my way out to Canada to shoot some lot of crap with Ryan Reynolds. Good luck.
Back at the boarding gate to Lanzarote, Michael O'Leary encounters an illustrious passenger.
Oh, good morning. Would you mind blowing into this bag, please, would you?
Excuse me. I have no intention of blowing into any bag. I am the former president of Ireland, and I...
Look, you were in the bar sculling the pints with what's-her-face.
It's Sabina.
Yeah.
I am a nervous flyer.
Right.
And so is the woman. And I am entitled to a stiffener to steady the nerves ahead of my flight, especially on board one of your flights, sir, where no doubt I will be sandwiched between Darren and Vinny on their way over to Deco's stag party in Puerto del Carmen.
Back at the airport bar, Boys Life's Keith Duffy has just finished his second pint.
Ah. Oh, how are you, buddy?
Can I ask you where you're flying to?
Flying? I'm not flying anywhere, buddy.
Oh, but...
Heading back to Rogan's Town.
Sorry, you have a ticket in your hand right there.
$12.99 to Doncaster.
Yeah.
Still the cheapest pint in Dublin, buddy. Good luck. See you later.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Fianna Fáil celebrated a big milestone this week. 100 years since it was founded. I took a walk down memory lane with some longtime members.
Willie O.D. How are you, Willie? Happy 100th birthday.
100 years of Fianna Fáil, Ian. Isn't there something magical about that sentence?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like it rolls off the tongue, isn't it? It makes you want another 100 years, 200 years, 300 years of
Fianna Fáil. Bring it on, bring it on.
It's a great achievement, and we're going to be celebrating all the greats this weekend.
Okay, like De Valera, for example.
De Valera, yeah, he would have been a great man, all right. He would have been, I suppose, if we were a team, he would have been the Alex Ferguson of Fianna Fáil.
Right.
You know, in his squeaky bum time and all. He managed to get a lot of extra time himself, Fergie time, I suppose, De Valera time there in the early 70s. But he went on and on and on. But there's Lamass, I suppose, would have been another.
Charlie Haughey,
I suppose, would have been, I suppose, the Eric Cantona of the team, you know, the Mercurial, you know. You wouldn't really know what he'd be saying half the time, you know, speaking in riddles. But then, you know, the next thing you know, you'd be getting a kung fu kick to the head. You know, that kind of thing. You'd come out of the blue kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Bertie, of course. Brian Cowan
had a difficult time. You know, this is a game of snooker now. Brian Cowan came to the table, all the balls were on the cushions. And he was snookered behind the black on all of them anyway. And even inside the angle of the snooker table there, in one of them pockets there, hiding behind. He had no chance at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But apart from Brian Cowan, I think it's been a glorious run for Fianna Fáil. Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, glory.
What about Jim Gavin?
Yeah, geez, you're giving me a tough time here now, Ian. I suppose Jim Gavin was a bit of a Stephen Kenny, you know. It seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. It was, but then it kind of went pear-shaped, and I suppose with Jim Gavin, we had a bit of a Macedonia with that, you know. But it's 100 years, Ian. I mean, Jim Gavin was only a few days, but 100 years, you know, the whole thing. So.
Okay, well,
we're delighted with how it worked out.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Willie, for that. Yeah. And happy 100th. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Ian.
Now, you mentioned, Bertie was mentioned there. He's on the line as well in Drumcondra. How are you, Bertie? 100 years, eh?
Oh yeah, a hundred years. I've been around for 72 of them anyway, so nearly 75% of the 100 years that I suppose it's a great legacy. Yeah. I don't know if you can call it a legacy. But
yeah, listen, can I just ask you one thing, kind of up to date thing here? What's this business about the Congo? What were you saying there about people from the Congo? I just heard.
Look! I've no problem with the people from the Congo.
Right.
I've no issue with the Congo.
Yeah.
Some of the nicest people I've met are from the Congo and on the outskirts of the Congo as well, and surrounding the Congo areas. Yeah. But that recording wasn't even talking about. I wasn't even talking about the Congo on the recording.
You weren't talking about. Well, anybody. Oh, where are you talking about?
Oh, well, the recording was very bad and the quality was very bad. I don't know what kind of a phone she was using, but the sound quality wasn't very good. And if you listen to it closely, you can hear I'm talking about the conga.
The conga?
The dance.
Oh.
The dance. So, do you know the dance? Do you know the conga?
Yeah.
Come on and do the conga. Come on. There was an ad years ago. There was a 50-50 cashback. And the 50, I don't know if anybody did get any cashback, but that was during Fine Gael's time anyway. Yeah. They were in power. But I was saying it was difficult. I had a difficulty with people coming up to me asking me to do the conga.
Right.
So people would be. So I had difficulty doing the conga. I'm not. People are in a line, right. And it's like I don't know what's happened there. But
they're back.
It's going to back now. Yeah. But there'd be people coming up to you going do the conga, and I've no issue with the Congo. There's actually two Congos, would you believe? The Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay,
they're on the border of each other.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the Republic of Congo isn't democratic.
Thanks very much.
No problem in doing it anyway.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Hantavirus is all over the news, and there's a lot of panic in the air. Are we heading for another disaster? Will it be like 2020 all over again? Let's find out.
Good morning. The hantavirus dominates the news. But how dangerous is it? Professor Luke O'Neill is back after 4 years, and you know what that means.
How are you, Pat? How are you?
We're here just outside the Baldonnell Airport isolation zone.
What's that sound, Pat? Sounds like bells or something, huh?
Oh, those are the suspected carriers, Professor, who may be infected with the plague.
We're grand. There's nothing wrong.
I feel fine.
Back, lepers. Now, Professor O'Neill, how close are we to
Armageddon?
Armageddon is a bit of a stretch, Pat. Well, the data is telling us that there's nothing really to worry about, Pat. In the
short term, Luke.
You know.
Give me a bit more. There must be something to worry about. What's the R number?
The R number.
This potentially global killer.
Yeah, the R number. Remember that. Well, the R number is very low. The data is telling us the transmission rate is very low.
Oh, come on, Luke. For God's sake, the JNLR figures are out tomorrow. And people love a bit of PPP.
Well, what's PPP?
Pat's pandemic porn. Now talk to me about rat feces.
Oh, very unlikely to come in contact with rat feces.
But rodent defecation, i.e. Plopus ratus.
Yeah, that's a Latin term.
Is the primary spreader, is it not? I mean, the last time it was bats, now it's rats.
Now, Pat, I wouldn't get carried away.
God knows where it will all end.
For God's sake, Pat.
2 kilometre radius.
5 kilometre radius.
Essential journeys only. Garda checkpoints.
We'll be asking you where you're off to, please.
Oh, to the supermarket, Garda. I have the Lidl back here to prove it.
Hi, everybody. Here's my lovely new recipe for Hanta banana bread.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Coming to you from my hot press in Rathmines. Well, look, as the country enters lockdown, I'm joined by Professor Sam McConkie. Professor, what's your expert analysis?
We're all doomed, can't you see? Where is your mask, woman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor.
Do not inflict me with your vile strain, you Jezebel.
What's your advice, Professor?
Get under your beds, go to your attics, buy all the tinned food you can find. The day of reckoning is nigh.
Did you say now?
No, nigh.
Yeah, but you've a northern accent, so it sounds like it.
Shut up, will you?
Sorry.
Flatten the curve.
Substantial meals.
Wash your hands, wash your hands.
Delta, Omicron variant.
Toilet roll!
Celebrities singing on Zoom.
We're all struck down with the Hanta.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Christy.
It happened all too soon.
No pubs to buy a Fanta.
Let's get this song sung and get out of here.
We might as well all cocoon.
It's lovely, Brezzy.
Thanks.
It's lovely, Brezzy.
Cheers.
I want to be very clear about this. As Minister for Panic, I, Simon Harris, am announcing that we now move to level 7, and I'm delighted to announce that Professor Tony Holohan has come out of relative obscurity and reformed NFET, or whatever you call it. Surveillance will begin tonight at 6 p.m. God bless us all.
So, there you have it. Pubs are closed. Lockdown goes into operation, level 7. People are advised to social distance at 10 metres apart from each other. Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is getting ready to tap dance down the stairs of government buildings as I speak in a hazmat suit to announce the end of the world. But as always, racing at Leopardstown goes ahead as usual. Luke?
Seriously, there's nothing to worry about, Pat.
Yeah. We hope.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Penny's has landed in New York and people are losing their minds. I crossed live to the streets of Manhattan where Al Pacino was standing by to give his review. Has he turned full Penny's hun?
Ian Dempsey, how you doing?
Very good.
Let me tell you something.
Yep.
I seen everything in New York. Crime. Betrayal. I seen a guy eating sushi out of a garbage can. But nothing, and I mean nothing, prepared me for Penny's.
Penny's.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a great Irish institution, Al. We know it. We know it very well.
I hear stories about women in Bray, County Wicklow.
Yeah.
Katie Taylor time. Penny's. They're battling in those aisles and Penny's like Navy SEALs. They're killing each other. They crawl every inch with their fingernails just to get their hands on a pair of underpants in Dundrum Town Center. Now I know why. I can't believe the value here in Penny's.
It's amazing.
Listen to this. I got a 5-pack of socks. They fit my feet nice. Where they want to be? $7 in Penny's.
$7, eh?
Anywhere else in New York, they charge you $200 just to look at them. I went in for a pair of socks. I came out 3 hours later with 2 hoodies, a pair of black leggings, Bibs for a baby. I got a baby now. Beard balm. Scented candles. $42 total. Whack. Wah. Hoo. The women of New York are going to kill each other stone dead in this place. Say goodbye to my little friend, Macy's.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of gift grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Ronan Keating recently revealed that he is launching a new scholarship. This is real, by the way. He is really doing this. He's launching a new scholarship with a music college to help an aspiring musician or pop star on their way. But what if the course was all about Roe and his learnings? We got a sneak peek of how it just might sound.
How are you doing, folks? It's Ronan here. You ready to join me on a roller coaster ride to musical success?
The Ronan Keating School of Music is enrolling right now for a Masters in Music Scholarship. You'll be exclusively mentored by the man himself as you learn how to sing like Ronan.
Okay, class, let's hear it again.
Sorry.
Learn the secrets to the distinctive multi-million record singing style.
Fair play. I call it the growler. Let's hear it again.
When the going gets tough.
Growl it out. Fair play.
Learn how to be in a boy band.
Here we go. Okay, the key change. Get up off the stools. Don't scrape the stools, Bradley. Okay, tap your chests. Jez, that's not... Your heart is on the other side. Come on, tap.
Performing on live television.
I can't wait to sing live.
No, fatal mistake, Bradley.
What?
Look, never, ever, ever sing live unless it's a last resort.
So what do you do?
Lip sync. And if you forget the words, just point the mic back at the audience. Robin Williams has been doing that for 30 years.
Right.
With a Ronan masterclass in songwriting.
Okay, in fairness, yeah, you need to rhyme the words in love songs, okay?
Yeah.
Now, which word rhymes with maybe? Callum.
Rabies.
Oh. No. Harry.
Scabies.
Look, you're not going to stare at a million girls singing about scabies, in fairness. Yeah, Marvin.
Gravy.
It'll do, go on.
But you can say gravy. Gravy can I hold you tonight.
Ronan will steer you through your career in boy band heaven.
Okay, stop the music. Marvin, what's wrong?
I've an urge to go solo.
Not yet, Marvin. What? Give it another 2 years. Okay, then string the lads along for another while, right? Then renege on your deal.
Okay.
Sorry about that, lads.
No, it's no problem. No offence taken, Marvin.
Learn how to conduct stage banter in front of 100,000 screaming fans.
Okay, always say the name of the city where you're playing.
Sorry, Ronan, what if you forget where you are?
Well, I just always say, how are you, Glasgow? It's a 1 in 25 chance to be right.
How are you, Glasgow?
All right, Glasgow.
Come on, yeah.
Learn the financial side of the business with guest lecturer Kian Egan of Westlife.
Yeah, the lads just basically throw the receipts into a shoebox and hand them on to me, and I do the business with the accountant then, so I'm basically doing it all myself and leave the singing and dancing side to them.
And career strategy with the legendary Louis Walsh.
Guys, the reality here is that nobody in this room is going to make it. I've seen more talent in the checkouts at Aldi.
Louis.
And even if you do make it, guys,
Louis.
Management is going to take it all off you. And you're going to end up working
Louis.
In a phone repair shop in Bognor Regis.
Louis. In fairness, there was no need to let the rat out of the bag.
And if by some miracle a career in music doesn't happen, Ronan takes you through your fallback positions.
One, your own radio show.
Okay.
Two, children's books. Oh, ChatGPT, just put in prompt.
Yeah.
Little Red Riding Hood. Not exactly Little Red Riding Hood. Okay?
Yeah.
Three,
yeah.
Charity Foundation.
Oh.
But mainly all you do is play golf.
Yeah.
Four,
yeah.
This is the key one.
Yeah.
Mad off-the-wall sideline gig. Duster?
How are you, buddies? I have currently sold 18,000 tyres in Q2.
The Ronan Keating School of Music. Warning, careers could go down as well as up.
Come on!
And that's your lot for your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.